Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra, a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. In our final installment of our Biennale celebration, we look to Peru's proposed pavilion for the Venice Architecture Biennale for 2020. Here is the architect, teacher, and Peru's curator for this year, Philippe Ferrer, on what to expect when the pavilion, entitled Playground Artifacts for Interaction, makes its debut next year.
Gates have been always part of lots of landmarks and architecture places, but not many investigations or reflections on the gates have been done. Even if you have these books of elements of architecture, they never mention the gates as being an important part. Sometimes they are like completely, you know, embedded within the design or the building, you know. The history of these security elements have become like segregation devices in our cities. As we started investigating on this theme, these devices are not very local only. You know, I lived in Mexico and as well when I was growing up, all Latin America present these devices. Lately, they have been even more present, but we notice them less. We can also scale this up to also other countries and other regions with Trump's gates and even Brexit. There's no physical gate, but it's basically putting a gate into the whole country. The project, you know, proposed to remove the gates and fences from public spaces in various districts of the capital and of Peru to transform them into artifacts inviting people to interaction. Obviously, the hardest part was to take the gates out from public spaces. You can do that from top bottom, find a politician or somebody that's in charge of some part of the city, you know, and convince him that this is the best way to go. Take these segregation devices. But none of the politicians we talked to wanted to do that because the people have already completely embedded in their psyche that this need to happen. Looking at these situations, we realized that what all this start, it's fear from the other. Of course, there are obviously some security reasons and all that, but it's before somebody does anything to me, I'll take action. That mentality and that way of thinking becomes on a political statement of I'm gonna put a gate. We're not talking about the houses and private spaces, we're talking about the public spaces, which become a more neighborhood discussion and then a more civic discussion. Once you close the street, then you're taking part of the city that belongs to everybody, you know, so it's a very aggressive thing. And once you do that, it becomes from an attitude of enclosing a space into these little wars, you know, between the people in the other side of the gate. We wanted to respond to Hashim Tzaki's invitation with not just a reflection or an installation. We wanted to take this as an action piece that was part of the solution. Taking the worst thing that we can think of in our cities and transform them in the most inviting artifact that we can think of. What we wanted to do with installation, all these artifacts for interaction, so that means that we wanted the visitors to actually play. For example, there's a ladder, which is very easy to transform from a gate. You know, you just turn 90 degrees and then you have a ladder, you know, that you can actually climb. But it's always in that same line of thought. When you climb a ladder, you can climb it by yourself. We all done that, but it's extremely not only dangerous, but when you are in the very high, then you start really kind of like shaking. That's when you really feel the need that, hey, can you hold me this stair, you know? That relates completely with transforming those bad conditions and making it into a positive driven idea, which is making this artifact to connect people. So the things that divide people, naturally now they are transformed to actually join people, connect people.
The architect Philippe Ferrer there, Peru's curator for the 2020 Venice Biennale of Architecture. He was speaking to this show's producer, May Lee Evans. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.